I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Got the whole crew back together. Good morning on a Monday. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, and Chris Villar gracing us with his presence today.
Oh, I know. We haven't spent a rare occasion since we've had CF.
Hey, welcome back, John.
It's good to see you guys.
See ya.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
Yeah, I'm going CF.
I'm going with all initials today.
Nice to see you, JJ.
Come on, that's an easy one, HP.
JC over here.
Yeah, no. We have to go with CC. Yeah. Cookies. Cookies Costa.
Never been compared before.
No one even knows him as Jim anymore. They just know him as Cookies.
CC. All right. So you're back from Disney.
Yeah. Disney trip went down Wednesday. And happy to report, which I reported back to you guys. I don't know how much you talked about it on Thursday, but there were zero issues with the real ID. So I was there on the opening day. Who would possibly schedule a trip on opening day of real ID season? But yes, we did. And happy to report that, first of all, a lot of the TSA, heavy listeners. And they told me right away, hey, tell Heather.
No issues.
No problems here.
That's great.
And it was honestly there and coming back from Orlando yesterday. It was the smoothest trip through security that I may have ever had, especially with Teddy. So we did. The rest of the kids didn't go. They had school, and Lucy was graduating her freshman year, which she passed. So woohoo! No repeat classes there. But it was as smooth as you can imagine. They overstaffed it, but I did ask him. I'm like, hey, even if you weren't overstaffed, have there been any issues with people walking up? And he goes, I haven't had any. Almost everybody that's gone through security, in fact, in my line, everyone has had a real ID, and it's just, hey, come and go. It was great. So anybody traveling, don't worry about it. You get the real ID, it's smooth.
And I think maybe the big epiphany was right before that, Heather, you shared that enhanced license would work the same, which then it goes, oh, a lot of people have gotten that over the years because if they drive to Canada or if they just part of the renewal process. So that, I think, helped a lot of people here locally.
It did. It was something. And you look at all the numbers, and I know this is last week's news story, but a vast majority of those in Michigan have the star on their license, whether it's in the state or it's in a star with just in a circle. They already have it because the enhanced license has been around for more than a decade. When that first came out, because I go to Canada frequently to fish, I got it back, way back when.
I'm just a little surprised because I think people are lazy and they kept thinking, I don't need this. I don't need this. We keep kicking this down the road, kicking the can down the road. I don't need it. I don't need it. I don't need it. And people, I would have thought someone would have shown up thinking, oh, I'll be fine. It'll be fine. Only to end up jumping through all the hoops. No issues.
None. Not at all. And the TSA guys were great. In fact, when we went through there, they were, I mentioned that they were big listers. they helped Teddy through security because it's, you know, he doesn't love security. He doesn't like being separated from mommy. Even if I take him, because he's home with mom all the time, he doesn't want to be separated from his mom. And so there's always a little kicking and screaming, I don't want to take my shoes off, which they don't make a kid take his shoes off.
Because she can carry him through, right? Or no?
Does
he have to stand alone in
that he's
put
about
your
70
arms up,
pounds? No. He doesn't have to go through that.
Yeah, she can carry him through the metal detector, right? Or you could?
I can, yes.
Okay.
Yes, because
he's so big.
He's a monster. So I do. And yeah, you would think that I'm kidnapping him because mommy.
Okay,
yeah,
I get it.
So yeah. But yeah, no issues. And the travel itself, the hotel, the trip, weather was hit and miss.
Really?
Thunderstorms almost every night.
Oh no.
Which got me out of the park. So that wasn't so bad. And back to, you know, eating, which I excel at on vacation. It's one of the things I do well. And then Teddy literally loves the pool and the splash pad. And so every time we would leave to go to a park, he would kind of kick and scream, no, hotel. Pool.
We're like, you could have went anywhere. You could have just gotten a hotel right here by your house.
Yeah, we could have gone up to Bronner's.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, well, he would probably love that new Splash Village.
Oh, yeah. He would absolutely love it. So, yeah, we could have saved ourselves a hell of a lot of money. Yeah. And time.
Yes.
But, no, the trip was great. So, but happy to be back. Feel rested. I probably slept more in this vacation than any other time
pretty much
in my life. Yeah.
I mean, that's great. It's important to sleep.
I know, but I hate to sleep away vacation. But because I don't get a chance to spend a lot of time with Teddy, even when he would nap, and he doesn't normally nap anymore, but because it was hot, we were running around, we had to get him some naps, I made him nap with me, which he did fine. So, yes.
Well, we got a lot to talk about today. We got Tiger Baseball. They dropped 2 of 3 over the weekend. Some valid concerns. We have the Lions schedule out later this week, so we're going to do a dream schedule Mad Libs at 7:02. Who do you want to open? Who do you want in prime time? Who do you want on Thanksgiving Day?
Heather, were you on the text this morning?
I was not.
Oh,
were you asking for adjectives, adverbs, plural nouns? What were you?
No.
I'm filling in Mad Libs.
This guy got a kick out of this.
What?
I thought it was hilarious because there are 5 people on the morning show here.
Yes.
And everyone listens to your news except for the individual that sits in that seat.
No.
Yes. It was
because the bridge is they're tearing down the bridge.
Yes. 696 is closed both ways.
Yeah.
So this morning, Tom and I get a text, and I couldn't tell while I was driving if you were on that text or not, that hey, I'm going to be late. 696 is closed to both ways. And my response was, dude, do you not listen to the news?
No, as soon as I came onto where the entrance ramp would be, it hit me. This is the week that it's closed. I knew why it was closed, but Monday morning, your brain's not working all the way.
Remember the dates.
Yeah. Well, sometime in May, I guess it'll be closed.
One of these future weeks.
Yeah. 2 Grand Slam. How long is it going to be closed?
Like a week? Like a week, right?
Heather, you know, right?
10 days.
10 days. Bingo! Yes, you win $2,000.
Yes, yes. There's gonna be a quiz on Heather's news. I don't like this development. 248-539.
Yeah. So if you have to travel 696 today, you won't.
You won't. And you won't for the next 10 days, right?
Yes.
Or did it start?
No.
Last
it
Friday?
Started. It started. I think it was actually
the 9th.
Yeah. So it was Friday.
I'm saying everything with a question mark because I'm trying to remember what I had said.
It was Friday.
Not on Friday early morning. It would have been later in the day Friday.
So this week. So that was my wife's birthday. By the way, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
I wasn't on Friday, so a little delayed, but I would like to say happy Mother's Day to all our mothers out there. I hope you had a wonderful Sunday. You were celebrated the way that you should be. And I'm speaking not just to you, Heather, but to all mamas out there.
Yes.
Did you do anything fun?
Oh, yeah. I had a great day. I got to sleep in, didn't have to get the kids out of bed. So it was a fabulous start to the day. We went to the zoo. I got a workout in. I got a pedicure. Spent some time outside. Yeah, it was fabulous.
What was the zoo like on Mother's Day?
It was packed.
It was a zoo.
Everybody in Metro Detroit was at the zoo. But it was fun. The weather was great. It was a great day to be at the zoo. It was just everyone was there. So it was a little bit busier than normal, but it's all right.
Did the kids have a favorite animal?
They like all the animals. Emily really likes the butterfly house. Like, we could spend all day. What she always goes in there with her finger out, like she think like she really wants what? No, she wants a butterfly to land on her finger. She loves the butterflies, but they love everything. They like the penguins, the polar bears, anything with like the glass tunnel. They love that.
So at 8:35, we have a topic about the most annoying things in amusement parks, and I would consider that an amusement park.
You know, a zoo?
Of sorts.
And so I want to know if this happens to you when we get to 8:35.
Interesting.
Yes.
So Windy
especially
Road
when it was
there.
Busy. Yeah.
I don't think I consider zoos to be amusement parks, but yes. Yes. I think Heather can participate in the conversation.
Yeah, you're amused when you get there.
It is a park.
Yeah. And the kids were amused.
Okay.
And if it's an attraction.
If Emily had been walking around with her finger out, I would have pulled it a number of different times.
Yes. I'm amused by this take.
Maybe I'll put it in the cookie jar on Friday. Do zoos count as amusement park?
I would say no, but I get what you're saying.
At first blush, I would say no, and then I realize, it has a carousel.
Yeah.
It does have a carousel.
It
does.
Doesn't have a train.
It does have a train.
It does have a train, yeah.
Theater Point has the same stuff.
Yeah.
Well,
they just have more rides, yeah.
And a lot more.
I'll put it this way. The zoo is more of an amusement park than Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
I would agree with that. And I think Die Hard is a Christmas movie. What my take was that it's an amusement park. So, yeah, it's not a stretch for me.
We can get a verdict early. 248-539-9797. Collect a few ticket texts, and then we'll get into the Tigers coming up next. 2 of 3 lost over the weekend.
Oh, the collective eye rolls. He's back.
It's 97-1. All right, guys, the weather's getting nicer, and you're getting ready to get out and head up north this summer, so now's the time to hit the road in style with a deal from Moran Chevrolet, Michigan's number one selling Chevy dealer in 2024. If you need a truck to pull all your toys, haul your gear, work as hard as you do at Moran, you can lease a 2025 Silverado LT for $294 a month. That's $1,495 down. Strength, style, and savings all in one. It's Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price. Period. Find your ride fast. MoranExpress.com. Stop in. They're on Gratiot, north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
It's a home run in front of his mom on Mother's Day. Rangers take 2 of 3 against the Tigers. A couple ticket texts. Is Comerica Park an amusement park? It has a carousel and a Ferris wheel.
It does. Attractions.
You're amused?
Are you not amused? You're amused.
So yes, you would say Comerica Park is an amusement park.
No, it's a ballpark.
By your definition. Another one says, the people watching at the zoo is amusing, so yes, it's an amusement park. I'll back up John. That's Tim at work.
The people at the zoo are amusing. They're more amusing than the animals are most of the time.
The people watching?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not the best place for people watching.
What is?
Well, Cedar Point. Like a true...
An actual amusement park?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, the it's like Florida man stories. It should be Ohio people stories.
All right, John, Tigers lose their first home series of the season all the way into the month of May. What were your takeaways?
Just disappointing that, but it's not like Texas isn't a really good team with good pitching. And when you look at just what Flaherty has struggled, and he was the pitcher in game two. Scooble has not. He was the pitcher in game one. And it was just to go back to that was Lisa's birthday on the 9th.
Oh, yeah.
And they were on MLB TV, which I could, you know, because I was out of market, I could stream on my phone anyway. We were watching it on TV because we were, you know, back for a brief stint. And she was like, well, let's go to the pool. I'm like, hold on here. this is the end of the fourth going into the fifth. And Scooble had not allowed a base runner. I'm like, this is something we got to see. She's like, well, you can, you know, you can watch. I'm like, no, let's just slow roll this a little bit. And then obviously he, you know, ended up giving up that little dribbler past shortstop. And I'm like, okay, we go to the pool now. Scooble is unbelievable. Flaherty has really struggled. And he struggled early on by early in the season. It was, you know, one pitch. Okay. Made a mistake. Gave up a home run. To give up four home runs. Like, he just doesn't have the same mojo as he had, obviously, last year before he was traded away at the trade deadline. And obviously, he was good for the Dodgers. Has not been great this year. Some of it's been run support. Other of it's just been continued mistakes by Flaherty. And then Reese Olson yesterday, okay, you're going to have outings where you're not your best. And yesterday, they were keyed in on the changeup. Like, that is exactly, they weren't going to be on to the fastball. And I put a little bit of that one on Dingler of, all right, if this is what they're keyed in on, and the dugout, like, you've got to realize they are keyed in on the changeup, on the off speed, so let's go back to some speed. They didn't do that fast enough, and again, 6-1, no run support. It's going to happen. They still have the best record in the American League by far. And I'm not going to sit there.
It's like a couple games.
Yeah.
Okay.
By three games over the Yankees, which at this time that's I'll say by far. Both the Yankees at 23 games and the Mariners at 22 games, both of which they won series.
They took
against.
Series over. Yeah.
But it kind of came at the perfect time. We've always been that team where we need the first place team to lose so we can catch up and. You lose two in a row, and then you look, well, what did the Guardians do? Well, they lost two in a row.
Yep.
What did Kansas City do? Well, they lost two in a row.
Finally, a little cooling off. This division's been red hot.
Yeah.
To me, the series was about Saturday, right? Both aces did their job. Vivaldi was fantastic on Sunday. Scooble was phenomenal on Friday. Saturday was the game that was going to swing the series. And the Rangers are better than their record suggested. Mm-hmm. They got very good pitching. They have some offense that had been slumping. They finally got going. And Saturday, the catalyst was Flaherty serving it up. He's been getting by with a lot of great secondary stuff, swing and miss. His fastball's getting him killed. The velo's down. He doesn't get swings and misses.
Yeah.
Major league hitters are going to tee off on 92 over the heart of the plate. You're just not fooling people.
No.
And I wonder, you know, we'll get to valid concerns coming up at 6:35 here. I mean, the rotation right now, without Mize, who goes on the injured list, Flaherty, who's struggling, Job's got an ERA almost at 5. He'll pitch later tonight. Are there some valid concerns with the baseball team? Who is in first place? We'll get to that. But first, Heather with the news.
Well, the Social Security Administration released its annual baby names list for Mother's Day. Mm. And for the sixth year in a row, Olivia and Liam are at the top names for girls and for boys.
Liam?
Liam for a boy, Olivia for a girl. Very, very popular. And four names have dominated the top spots for over a decade now. So you have Olivia, Emma, the top two for the girls, and then Liam and Noah on the boy side. But I'll go over all of them so you can see if you're having a baby or if you have little ones.
Is Jim up there?
It's not.
James is a classic name.
But James. It is. I still hear a lot of James. Yeah. James for a middle name is popular too. Very cute. Okay. So Olivia, Emma, Amelia, Charlotte, Mia, Sophia, Isabella, Evelyn, Ava, and Sophia.
Okay. Those all seem like, you know, legitimate names.
Yep. For the boys, Liam and Noah, Oliver, Theodore, James, Theodore. Henry, yeah, Mateo, Elijah, Lucas, and William.
Okay.
They're all very kind of classic names.
It's interesting.
Which is why they always
Mateo?
Stay. I did.
Yeah, Mateo instead of Matthew?
That was in there. Yes, exactly. Yeah. That was, I believe I saw that at least last year or maybe a couple years it's been on
it's
there.
Making
so
a push.
Yeah. So there
they
you
go by
it.
Matt for short?
You could.
Is it, because obviously it was Matthew and then it was, like, my brother's name is Matthew. And
Matthew.
Call him Matt.
Was ranked 33rd, so has fallen significantly while Mateo has risen. Anyway, there you have it. A beloved figure in Detroit's music scene has passed away on Friday. Stuart Frank, who was born and raised in Michigan, was known for blending rock, soul, folk. He had a really loyal fan base, and he built a decades-long career as a singer and a songwriter. And according to his family, he passed away from complications of a stroke that he suffered in 2019. Now, besides a passion for music, he also was very passionate about helping those who had leukemia. So he was diagnosed with leukemia in 1998 when he was 40 years old, and he started a foundation, which funded bone marrow matches for like minority patients and supported organizations like the Carmanis Cancer Institute and the Children's Leukemia Foundation and others. So sad news there. Let's see. Ooh, a 15-year-old is in police custody after he was arrested by a Monroe County police officer after two people were wounded in a drive-by shooting. Mm. And he was apparently the suspect. Yes, it all happened on Saturday. The shooting happened. It was reported that there was a tan Honda. Police were able to find this vehicle. It was packed with people. Then they learned, the shooter actually fled the scene, jumped out of the car. Well, they were able to find him. They arrested this teen, is being lodged at the Monroe County Youth Center on 3 counts of assault with intent to murder, which is huge. The victim's ages are not known at this time. The circumstances of the shooting are still under investigation. A Chicago-based restaurant chain is having some fun with the new Pope. And has introduced a new menu item, I guess you could say, to honor the Pope.
Okay.
If you think getting a sandwich named after you is an honor,
it absolutely
right?
is an honor.
Sure.
Unless it's a lousy sandwich, what's the sandwich?
Well, that's the thing, you know. No, I mean, it's probably very good if you got to go try it, I guess.
Sure.
Portillo's, is that how you say this restaurant?
Yeah.
Never eaten there.
Portillo's is great.
Yeah.
Great
okay,
burgers.
Okay, well, that's good then.
Hot dogs, yeah.
So you got a good restaurant to honor you, at least.
French fries.
It is the Leo.
Okay.
And let's see. It is Italian beef.
Okay.
Yes. Classic.
Very, very, Chicago.
Yes.
They say it's a divinely seasoned Italian beef baptized in gravy and finished with the Holy Trinity of peppers, sweet, hot, or combo.
Sounds heavenly.
Sounds great.
Yes. Was John baptized in gravy?
What's that?
Was John baptized in gravy?
I was baptized in gravy, yes.
They say it will only be available through
full submersion.
May.
I do get a kick out of the city of Chicago supporting a Leo.
Oh, yes, yes.
Pretty great. Yeah. Could be the year of the Leos.
Yeah. And speaking of the Pope, I think I might have mentioned this before, that baseball that was signed by the late Pope Francis is going up for auction. Well, they think it's going to fetch for about $15,000. It's about to hit the auction block now. But apparently this is, it's not very often a Pope signs things, right? So that he signed this baseball is a pretty big deal, I guess. And then talking about the new Pope, Leo, obviously from Chicago. That's what everyone's talking about. Big White Sox fan. Somebody went through and like found footage of him in the crowd.
At the World Series.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like,
he's one of us. He's a sports fan.
Yeah, uh-huh. I was there in the crowd in 2005 rooting on the White Sox.
Yeah.
Cool. I thought it was awesome. Yeah. See him there.
Yeah, you weren't in when we had the Pope announcement.
No. Did you make your papal pick?
I did.
It was not
this guy.
He wasn't on there.
It's kind of under the radar pick.
Lost some more, eh? Did you actually put a few bucks on it?
No, I didn't, John.
No?
You got to go through some other markets. It's not. It's like you could load up your sports betting app and
wasn't
bet on it.
It wasn't on FanDuel.
FanDuel didn't offer it. That's Heather with the news, or else I probably would have. Coming up next, valid concerns? With the Tigers. It's 97.1.
Hey, you guys, it's Heather. And if you're like me, you like knowing what to expect, especially when it comes to your phone bill. Well, Verizon's got some big news for your peace of mind. For the first time ever, they're locking in low prices for 3 years. That's right, 3 years guaranteed with my plan. So if you're thinking about making the switch to Verizon, this is for you. You can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's Verizon's best price ever on unlimited welcome with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. And again, that price is locked in for 3 whole years. Because at Verizon, they've got your back now and in the future. So go ahead and take one thing off your worry list. Visit your local Verizon store in Detroit and ask about their 3-year price guarantee today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Because of that history, they're just going to be ultra, or to use a term you just used, uber careful with him in regards to making sure it doesn't get worse. Knowing that Flaherty is pitching the way he is, Mize has been great. And so they want to make sure that they don't miss him any more than just a couple of starts. I am curious because I know Cobb threw a couple of innings the other day.
Yeah.
When he is activated, how do they use him? Do they mix him in with Flaherty? And I don't know, because we always hear about the rhythm of a starting pitcher. You know, every 5 games or every 5 days, whatever it is, they want to stay in that rhythm. Flaherty has not found his rhythm. So do they alternate? Do they give Cobb a couple of starts and see how he does? Do they put Flaherty on the back burner for a little bit? Is he going to follow the path of, I don't want to, not the same path as Kenta Maeda in terms of being eventually DFA'd, but is he going to be that long reliever?
Who?
Flaherty. Do they, because he hasn't been good as a starter this year, do they possibly push him into the bullpen to see if he can find his rhythm there? And then eventually, you know, more injuries are going to happen. More guys are going to miss starts.
I do wonder, is he dealing with something? I mean, the velocity down is typically a red flag. And then you're starting to see him get hittable. Because, look, he's got 50 strikeouts on the season in 41 innings. He's got the stuff. That curveball, I think, has been his best pitch. But the breaking stuff works. But the thing is, people figure out quickly if you can't spot the fastball or if the fastball is a beach ball, teams are going to sit on it. Hitters are going to sit on it. And I think that's what's starting to happen right now. If there's an injury, well, you want to get it right.
Right. I'm not concerned about them continuing to win. I think that will happen. The question is, what are they going to do with Jack Flaherty? Or what is Jack Flaherty going to do to right the ship, right his ship?
Jobe throws tonight. His ERA is almost 5. And again, we're grading on a curve. This is his first season in the bigs. Right. But suddenly, a few dominoes are starting to fall. If you go, well, Flaherty's not the two. Mize, you could argue, was their second best pitcher, is now injured. And suddenly, a staff of 5 is looking like a staff of Scooble and, are we doing this again? Chaos.
They're going to be just fine. And Joe, we knew that it was going to be a roller coaster. Mm-hmm. And it could be a roller coaster throughout the course of a game. And we've seen him start off first pitch, home run, and then all of a sudden look good through another 4 innings. I think that's just a young pitcher learning to be a pitcher at the major league level. Flaherty is probably the biggest concern.
Okay.
But they've got Montero that they can put in there for a few starts.
And to your point, Cobb can't be too far away.
Right.
I mean, Band-Aid this up, get guys right, whether that's health or figuring it out with Flaherty. Yeah, I'm not panicking. I wonder if these are valid concerns at this point, because the backbone of this team is starting pitching. It's the thing that we knew was going to be there. It's the thing that sets everything else up.
But we also knew that at times injuries were going to happen.
That's why you have the depth.
That's why you have the depth. That's why you have AJ Hinch, Chris Fetter, to be able to insert pitching chaos for a couple of weeks. You don't have to do it for 2 months at the end of the season. At least that's not what our vision is at this time.
Okay, so minimal concern right now with starting pitching. What about Jace Young? He's hitting exactly 100. He has 0 extra base hits on the season. That third base, the black hole that is third base, valid concern?
Yeah, very, very concerned. Now, his glove has been good. There's no concern there, but yeah, you got to have some production at the plate. It has to be more than just a couple of walks or some singles. And Vierling, I know there was an update yesterday in regards to they are trying to get him more throws, and they're not so concerned about what he does at the plate. He's been fine there, and he'll be fine when he comes back up. It is when he has throws from the outfield or has throws from third base, managing the shoulder, the arm, and making sure that that's going to be 100%, that there's nothing more there to be concerned about, or how much are they going to have to manage the throws that he has when he does come to the big leagues?
Well, you don't want to deal with that either, because you're right, corner outfield and third base, you have to have an arm. You have to be able to make throws, and you have to get guys out. The other thing is you could put Javi to third, but he's played so well in center, you want to keep him in center, but you just don't have that guy hitting at third base right now.
Right. And then what do you do at center? Is that going to be just Riley Green?
I think they're going to keep Javi in center. I think maybe it's more McKinstry at third. If this young stuff continues, like, you're going to have to send him back down.
Yes. And now, so Vierling, as I understand it, the earliest he can come back up would be the 19th of May.
Okay.
They are going to have to activate him by the 24th. So they've got some decisions to make We sit here on the 12th.
The third thing I wrote down for concern is good pitching took the Tigers offense back to reality. And the numbers have kind of dipped a little bit for these bats. I mean, they were off to such a hot start. Yeah. Are we starting to settle where water is level? They're not a top 5 offense like we had seen.
Well, did we think that they were going to remain a top 5 offense?
No.
I mean, a top 10 offense, sure. I mean, you look at their run differential, and it's there. Now, part of that is pitching, which is the strength of the Tigers. We've already talked about that with Flaherty and with Mize and with Reese Olson yesterday and Jackson Jobe. I think their hitting is going to be just fine. And especially when Vierling does come up. I do believe he will make an appearance at some time at the end of the month.
I do, too.
Jace Young goes down. Now, all of a sudden, your hitting is back a little bit. We didn't think that Zach McKinstry was going to stay at a 315 level.
We also don't think Javi's going to hit 300 for the season.
No. So,
some of this is going to come back.
The offense may
pull
back down a little bit, but it's going to be still a matter of AJ Hinch mixing and matching and creating matchups that are beneficial to Javi, to McKinstry, to Spencer Torkelson, Keith.
Jay Hen, while he's still up here. Yeah. I got to get him going a little bit. I don't know. I look at it like this. The concern is when you face really good pitching, most offenses are going to come back down to earth.
Sure.
This is the type of thing you're going to run into in the playoffs. So as we've gotten so excited about this baseball team, we've kind of cut in line a little bit. We're going, how would you like to see this team in the playoffs? There still may be a big need for a bat when we get later into the summer, and maybe this stretch is showing that. The big concern to me, though, is the pitching, because I do think it's like the Lions' offensive line. it's the bedrock. It's the foundation. If the Lions lost Taylor Decker and Frank Ragnow, we go, well, I know they got Sewell, and I know Hank Fraley's a good coach. Like, Chris Fetter's a good coach, and they'll figure it out. But it does concern you if the offensive line for the Lions wasn't playing up to their standard, and the rotation right now for the Tigers has had a noticeable step back.
Well, and that's where it's up to Fetter and A.J. Hinch to create matchups and be aware if Flaherty's only going to be able to give you, and I know he wasn't good through, you know,
one
but he has been good at times through
five.
Four and a half.
Yeah.
And so I think
teams are figuring out his fastball. That's my issue.
Okay. Well, so moving forward, yeah, if that becomes an issue, then they're going to have to find a way to deal with that. The last time he started, and I can't remember where that game was, where he went for five innings and then gave up a home run, and then that's when things fell apart. They just need to be more aware of when the signals are that he is losing what he does have.
Sure.
So that Dickerson pointed out, I was listening to the radio broadcast on Saturday, and he's like, he just doesn't have his stuff tonight by the third home run.
Yeah.
And Dan probably noticed that on the second home run and just didn't want to overreact. I'm with you on the fastball. I put this in my prep last Monday, remember?
Yeah, I know.
That I had Flaherty concerns. And so therefore, it's validated because he had another bad start. I think his stuff's easy to figure out. I think he's the guy that gets a bad hitting team healthy. You know, Texas came in here struggling, and he was meatballing it. So going forward, even last week when we did the buy-sell, I had Casey Mize potentially getting to the number two.
Oh, yeah. I
partially
saw that,
because I don't trust Jack Flaherty. I think he's more of a three. He's an innings eater. You need him. He's good. Every team has a Jack Flaherty on it in my mind.
And on this staff right now, he's the four.
I am getting, and this is going to be a major overreaction, I'm getting some Jordan Zimmerman vibes.
Oh, well, at least it's not a five-year deal.
Right, exactly.
Whatever Zimmerman's deal is.
I want to point out something, a couple things. So last year, they were fifth worst team in stolen bases. This year, they're the worst. Oh. And some of that's Meadows and Vierling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think just the moving base runners, when you're not getting big extra base hits, becomes more of a problem. And then also with Jobe, maybe not to overreact quite yet.
Yeah. I think tonight's a big start, though. He's had back-to-back outings that I think are below his standard, and he's got a Boston lineup coming in tonight. We want to see how he does.
He did pitch in Colorado for the first time.
Yeah.
And the ball doesn't move the way you normally think it will.
But it carries, too.
In the altitude, so maybe get cut a little slack there. Plus, he's a rookie.
No, I know, but if he's one of the five starting pitchers, and starting pitching is your strength, and you got a couple guys struggling/injured, tonight's a big spot for Jackson Jobe. We'll take some phone calls, read some ticket text. They're still in first place. Nobody's doing panic radio this morning, but are there any concerns you have with this team? It's 97.1.
Got home yesterday, mowed the lawn, saw the sign in the lawn that, Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service had been out to treat it, and I'll tell you what, it looks beautiful. No weeds, no crabgrass. You want that same service, you want that same lawn, give Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service a call, 888-GET-GREEN, or on the web at naturalwaylawn.com. Still available. If you purchase a full lawn program, you're going to get free grub control, but you got to mention my name along with 97.1, the ticket. And if you want a weed-free lawn, you don't want crabgrass, still not too late to treat it. You got to do it now, though. And dandelions, they're going to rob your lawn of water and nutrients. And if they go to seed, it's just going to spread like wildfire across your grass and across your lawn. So make sure you take care of that now. Give them a call. Call now for a beautiful weed-free lawn all summer long. They're not going to give you a runaround. They're not going to tell you got something wrong this week, and then a couple of weeks, hey, we got to fix this. What do you want to do? No, they just fix the problem. It's locally owned and operated for over 35 years. Michigan-owned, Michigan employees, and Michigan families. They're involved in local charities. So keep your money locally here in the state of Michigan. That number again, 888-GET-GREEN, or on the web at naturalwaylawn.com. Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service, get green, stay green with Natural Way.
Ranger bats got going this weekend. Tigers dropped their first home series of the year, and we're here on May the 12th. Certainly not a reason to panic. But we've brought up some things. I want to know if they're valid concerns. 248-539-9797. Jack Flaherty, I think the difference in winning and losing the series over the weekend, he's become too hittable. And his fastball's become too hittable. starting pitching, you throw Maizan IL with Flaherty struggles. Jobe, who is understandably going through his first season of big league starting pitching, suddenly a strength of this team has some questions. Let's get to Brad in Waterford. Brad, good morning.
Morning, gentlemen.
What's up?
Hey, guys, there's zero concern. Okay, I know it's the three other sports are done. It's a slow day to find stuff, but come on, man. Let me ask you this. Jack Flaherty, proven track record. How many starts has he had this year? Can you set up for me real quick?
Eight starts.
Okay. Was he one of our best pitchers before he was traded?
Last year, yes.
Okay. Did the Dodgers like him?
Yeah, I think they did, yeah.
Did it give us some damn good prospects for him?
Yeah, I would say so. Sweeney, Lorenzo, yep.
Yeah, did he pitch in the postseason for the Dodgers?
He did. Where are we going with this?
How'd he do?
He's pretty good.
Where we're going with this is there's zero concerns, okay? Guy's got a proven track record, all right? His fastball is not his number one pitch. His number one pitch is his damn good curveball. His command is off a little bit. He pitches off his curveball, okay? You want to have a valid concern. Why don't you have a valid concern about Riley Green, okay? His peaks and valleys are absolutely ridiculous. He went cold in the playoffs. There's your concern. You want to talk about something on the radio, gentlemen, respectfully, talk about Riley Green. This pitching staff is more than fine. Best bullpen in the major leagues, okay? This is like the first half of a preseason game where a kickoff is run back in the first play. Okay, so everybody...
Respectfully, Brad, a preseason game doesn't count. This does count. This is towards your record. And moving forward, you got to get Flaherty right. You got to get Mize healthy. You got to get some more moving forward here. You got to sustain what's been a great start to this season, Brad. Come on, you can call in and disagree with it, but
there's
going to
be some ups and downs.
Yeah, come on.
For the pitching staff, there's going to be some ups and downs for Riley Green. I mean, Riley Green right now is he had a really tough start, but he's got more hits than anyone else on the team.
I was just going to say, pull up where he ranks in the Tigers right now.
Right, and in terms of OPS. Right now, he is behind Spencer Torkelson,
right?
Kerry Carpenter, Gleyber Torres, Javi, and then it's Riley. He's at .789, and so I'm not going to sit there and say is Riley Green having the same season that he did last year at this point? No, but he's not far off.
Second on the team in homers, Riley Green. Second on the team in total bases, Riley Green.
Right. But Jack Flaherty, all of those things are true, what he said. Was he good for the Tigers last year? Yes. That's why he was sold at the deadline. Was he good for the Dodgers? Yes. He was a part of why they won the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Has he been good this year? No. That's the...
By the way, three straight starts. Like, this isn't like, oh, it's early one start balloons your ERA. It's three straight starts that are not good from Jack Flaherty. So we didn't bring it up after the first one. He didn't bring it up after the second one, although there was some pre-show emailing. Three straight and his start being the biggest issue from the weekend. What do you think the show's talking about Monday morning? I mean, come on, people. John, some of the ticket techs are quite frankly, alarming. It's literally two games. What am I listening to? Another one says this commentary is ridiculous. It's not something I'd expect out of you two. It's disappointing. They've lost two games, two freaking games.
No. This is not about the team. I still think that this is a team that is going to win the division.
Me too.
This is still a team that's going to win over 90 games. In fact, right now they're on pace to win 100, which I don't believe is going to be the case. But I do think they're a plus 90 win team. This is about right now one player, that is Jack Flaherty.
But do you understand what those texts are implying? Only say good things.
Is Gibby going to call us?
No. But just back up. Only say good things. There is no room for any nuanced critique discussion. Only say good things. Those are what those two ticket techs want.
And this is also,
is this so, North
Tom,
Korea?
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but no. This is a pro. Jack Flaherty, right? He is 1-5 right now. His ERA is approaching 5. He does have the opportunity and will get the opportunity to change the course of what he is doing this season.
I would expect that to happen down the road. It is a long season.
Of course.
Very long season. And I do think he'll regain his form. But right now, They're losing nearly every game he pitches this year. They've won one game that he's pitched.
Their second best pitcher is Casey Mize, and he is going to miss a couple starts.
So when you combine both those, I don't understand why people can't say, maybe I got an eyebrow raise. And I even put it in my message to you guys yesterday. I'm kind of not concerned right now,
right,
broadly, because they can go to pitching chaos for a little bit.
For a stretch, and they did for more than a stretch. I mean, they got away with it for a long time last year.
Yeah.
Admittedly, even AJ was like, you can't do this for a full season. And the good news is they're not going to have to do it for a full season. None of these injuries or struggles we think are going to be prolonged.
Right. I would expect Mize to be back within 3 weeks, probably, would be my...
If it is a minor hamstring, then yeah.
But that can be an issue throwing off the mound, too. It can sometimes...
And hammies can nag, yes.
Yeah, so you want it to get right.
If we were doing this about the Lions and I told you, hey, they got a couple offensive linemen that are either banged up or underperforming, we go, well, that's the whole team.
We just got Manu coming in. I mean, we'll be okay. Let's just keep it all positive.
I like Fetter. I like Fraley. You'd figure it out. But if the core of your team was going through some adversity, yeah, you'd go, you'd raise an eyebrow. You go, I want to make sure they get that right. Let's get to Rick in Newport. Rick, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
Yeah, I went to that game on Saturday, and I'll tell you what, man. The only reason I was happy to be there was to get a Terry Scuba bobblehead. And I was sat down in the first inning. We watched those two homers come out of the park like it was Flaherty's job to give him a meatball. And then I told my wife, after the first inning, I'll go, you know, after the Tigers bat, I'll go get us some concessions. I go out to get concessions, and I hear Flaherty giving up another home run. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, fireworks in the first. Not good. And that was a great crowd Saturday. I mean, I saw photos of it. I know people wanted the bobbleheads, but that crowd looked awesome on Saturday night.
It was loud. There were a lot of people there, and I had a couple offers actually to buy my bobblehead. But I was not giving up the Cy Young bobblehead.
So, yeah, that's the one you got then?
Yeah, I got the Golden Crown, the home jersey one.
What was the highest offer you got?
$60.
Oh, I saw people listing them for over $150 that night, trying to make a buck on them.
Yeah, there were people out. There was a guy out front with a stack of 20s in his hand, offering people money out the door as they were walking out the door for their bobblehead.
No kidding.
Huh.
Crazy. What
would it have taken? What was your number?
If somebody would have, since I got one, my wife got one. If someone would have came up to me and like, I'll give you $100 for it, I probably would have done it.
Okay.
Because I had two.
There you go.
But I gave one. I had already planned on giving one away to a younger person I know, someone like my nephew.
Well, that's cool.
Or somebody else that was younger. So but $100 is $100 in today's economy.
Yeah, sure. I hear you. Yep. Rick, appreciate the phone call. A couple quick texts. Texter says, Flaherty's toast. Only one start with 6 innings pitched. Something's going on. Might be tipping pitches along with poor fastball command. And Matt says, oh yeah, these folks are really butthurt. You guys said something negative about the Tigers. Flaherty has questions right now. It's a great conversation, guys.
Well, there's just too many mistakes. His strikeouts per 9 innings, it's literally right there with Terry Skubal.
It's 11.
He's at 11. Skubal's at 11.3. The problem is... there's too many mistakes where he's giving up. He's given up 9 home runs.
All right, coming up next, it is the week of the NFL schedule release. We're going to get leaks all week. We want to get ahead of it. Your dream schedule, Mad Libs, next, 97.1.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.